Today's podcast is called The First Step to Healthier Meals. In the last two podcasts, I gave you some stealth cooking tips to get more nutrition into your meals. I would like to begin today to get back to the basics in this podcast and the next few upcoming ones as well. As a biblical health coach, I approach nutrition very simply. Provide your body with the fuel necessary to build and maintain health in a holistic way. That word holistic simply means considering the whole person, spirit, soul, and body, and how each of those aspects affects your ability to absorb vital nutrients and maintain health and wholeness. So let's begin with the basics. There are three macronutrients everyone needs for good health, and they're protein, carbohydrates, and fats. Eating no carbs or no fat is extreme and very unhealthy. Balance is the key to good health and proper nutrition. There are also micronutrients that your body needs, like vitamins, minerals, trace elements, flavonoids, antioxidants, phytonutrients, and other cofactors. Typically, you get these micronutrients in a balanced diet and through supplementation. Your overall health is determined by the balanced intake of necessary nutrients. For example, we know obesity is an epidemic in our country, but did you know that many, if not most, overweight and obese people are actually malnourished? Fast foods, junk foods, snack and processed foods are loaded with calories, which of course cause weight gain, but they're virtually empty of calories. They are virtually empty calories, void of nutrients. These types of foods are typically made from white flour and sugar, and they're high in sodium. Processed white table salt raises blood pressure. White sugar is an addictive drug, which depletes your body of critical nutrients, particularly minerals like chromium, which is necessary for properly metabolizing your food and to maintain healthy blood sugar and weight. So the very first step is to create your meals around the freshest, least processed, nutrient-dense foods in a form as close to how God created them. So you may be wondering exactly what nutrient-dense foods are. These are fresh, whole foods that have a high nutrient-to-calorie ratio. All that means is that they're rich in nutrients when you compare them to their calorie content. The opposite of nutrient-dense foods are empty calorie or energy dense foods, which are low in nutrition when compared to their calorie content. Nutrient dense foods give you the most nutrition for the fewest calories. You get the biggest bang for your nutritional buck, lots of nutrients, and it doesn't cost you much in terms of calories. Energy dense, empty calorie foods are the opposite, high in fat, sugar, and calories, and low in vitamins, minerals, fiber, and other nutrients. Here's an illustration that might make it more clear to you. A 3-ounce baked potato has about 80 calories, as well as vitamins C, B6, fiber, and potassium, while 3 ounces of potato chips provide a whopping 450 calories, approximately 62% of which come from unhealthy fats. Carbohydrates are one of the essential macronutrients we all need, but all carbs are not created equally. Foods like whole grain breads and cereals, brown or multigrain rice, beans, whole grain pasta, vegetables, and fruits are nutrient dense because not only are they high in carbohydrates, they're also rich in vitamins, minerals, protein, and fiber. Compare these to processed foods like candy, chips, donuts, cake, cookies, and white flour breads, white pasta, and rice. They're also sources of carbohydrates, but they're not nutrient dense because they are high in sugar, fat, and calories, and contain almost no vitamins, minerals, or other nutrients. And they definitely have very little, if any, fiber. Making the best choices available to you is key. Whole grain breads and pastas, brown rice, and starchy vegetables like sweet potatoes are loaded with fiber and protein. Your body is able to break them down slowly. White flour products, on the other hand, convert almost immediately to sugar in your body. So if you have a dish of white rice, it's almost like eating a bowl of sugar as far as your body is concerned. So for this week, the very first step you can easily take is to eliminate as many processed foods from your diet as possible. Replace those processed fake foods with the freshest fruits and vegetables available to you. Soaked and or sprouted whole grains, beans, legumes like lentils, raw nuts and seeds, omega-3 or organic eggs, healthy fats like coconut, olive, and flax oil, and free-range poultry and grass-fed beef, and you will begin to see and feel the difference in your health very quickly. In the next podcast, I'll talk about refining your choices even further by explaining the difference between conventionally grown, organic, and genetically modified produce. So until next week, if you want a great resource with loads of information on choosing the most nutritious foods, go to the website link and get my Nutrition Boosting Strategies ebook. Until next time, I wish you a healthy and blessed week.